It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, hit me, cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents, I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakanja Hade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and Twin City Native American news and events. As you all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. On today's show, in our sacred animal portion of the show, Wendy will be talking about 45 and how he's ruining earth and animals. And we're also going to have a special guest, Andy Pearson, who's Midwest Tar Sands Coordinator for MN350. He's going to be helping us figure out what's going on and with these PUC meetings that are coming up, and we're excited to really talk about that. And we also have Dave Hutch, who's running for Hennepin County Sheriff, in studio, as all you guys that are looking on Facebook Live can see. And at the end of the show, we have our popular segment with Uncle Curtis. What does my elder think? And Uncle Curtis is in, I think he's either in Alaska or Hawaii or something. Oh, no, he's in Iowa. That's right.
He's in Iowa.
So he'll be talking to us about, that is God's country, right? He'll be talking to us about, you know, Native issues and events and stuff. So, you know, today, you know, my uncle is not in the studio with us, but as many of you know, before we go on, he sets our minds right by praying for us to speak truthfully. Here's Uncle Curtis with our prayer today.
Hello, all my family and relatives and friends in four directions. First off, I want to say that I went out and dropped my tobacco down. And we want to give thanks and praise to the Almighty Creator, Mauna, for all our blessings. We ask for prayers for, like we do every week, we ask for prayers for the Native Roots Radio staff, each and every one of us that we come with. True facts and, you know, no fake news. And we're not here to hurt anybody's feelings, to come in and step on anybody's toes. And so we ask prayers every week. And we ask for prayers again for our youth. You know, that's our future. So we ask for prayers like that. And we ask for healing prayers for all our family and relatives and friends dealing with health issues. Mauna knows who we are. So we ask for healing prayers for each and every one of us. We ask for prayers for the murdered and missing indigenous women, girls, men, and boys. We ask for prayers daily for that. And we ask for prayers again for our brothers and sisters that are dealing with that opioid and heroin addiction. You know, and we ask for prayers for the Native Against Heroin, James Cross, and his crew. You know, we ask for safety and strength, keeping safe on them on the ugly streets that we're dealing with. We ask for prayers for the Women of Nations, the Eagle Nest Shelter. You know, the sisters are dealing with that domestic abuse and that sexual abuse. We ask for prayers, heartfelt prayers, for each and every one of them. We ask for prayers again, too, for all our water protectors all around the country, not just in Minnesota, but all around the United States and international. Mm. We pray for each and every one of them because, you know, water is life. And we give thanks and praise again to all that are affected by that. And we give thanks and praise to the Almighty Mauna.
We'll talk to you later, Pini Gigi, Uncle Curtis, for that to start our show off right.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation, the people of the Sacred Voice.
Hey, I want to bring in my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy Pilot, she's been a volunteer for the Minnesota State Council, members of the Humane Society of the United mm-hmm. States, and she works tirelessly on animal issues at the state level. Wendy, tell us your name and what you have to say today.
Hi, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. I got that name from Curtis, my Dega. So always thank you, Curtis, and I know that you're listening, so thank you very much for that prayer. It was very nice. I really appreciate it. appreciate that. And we all do. Today I'm going to be reading an article from Reuters dated June 7th, 2018.
Wendy, who is this group and what is the article about?
Okay, so Reuters is an international news agency headquartered in London, the United Kingdom. And sometimes I feel that, you know, we're not getting the total truth, and we're not really finding out what's happening really with American news. I think that they kind of hide things on us. So we're here to bring out the truth. So this article, the Trump administration said it would spend $4 million on construction project in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in preparation for oil drilling in the nation's biggest wildlife park. The Department of Interior said it was approved spending on projects for oil exploration readiness in the coastal plains of the Arctic Refuge. The Trump administration is pushing for an oil lease sale in the refuge to be held as early as next year. The tax overhaul bill passed by the U.S. Congress last December includes a provision mandating two oil lease sales, each offering at least 400,000 acres within 7 years.
Wendy, how big is the refuge?
The refuge is 19 million acres. It's a 19 million acre Arctic refuge, the largest in the U.S. National Wildlife Refuge system. And it contains some of the wildest territory in North America. According to the Fish and Wildlife Service, there are no roads, no established trails, or buildings of any kind within the refuge border. And, of course, no cell phone service. The Arctic Refuge website advises this is a true wilderness refuge.
What kind of animals would be impacted, and how much oil do they expect to get?
Political and business leaders in oil-dependent Alaska have tried for decades to pry open the refuge's coastal plain, which is believed to hold a potential for billions of barrels of oil. But the plain between the Brook Range Mountains and the Arctic Ocean is prized for its importance to caribou, polar bears, and other wildlife like moose, black and brown bears, mountain goats, totaling 112 mammal species alone. Oil development there has been banned until Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski led a move to insert a pro-drilling provision into the 2017 tax bill signed by 45, our president. So they signed a pro-drilling provision.
Wow. I would imagine people in the area would be opposed to this. Is this the case, Wen?
You know, I was surprised to find that in Alaska, the development plan is largely embraced, but not universally so. Drilling opponents gathered outside of Anchorage's and Fairbanks hearings about the proposed lease sales to protest the plan. Interior spokeswoman Heather Swift in an email said the $4 million will be used to support six projects designed to improve and construct existing outbuildings, facilities, and research operations. That work will include improvements to facilities located outside the refuge in the Inupiat Village and I looked these up on how to pronounce these villages, and here we go. So one of the villages is Inupiat, and the other one is Katovic.
Sounds right to me.
A lake along the Trans-Alaskan Pipeline Corridor. That was my New York accent.
Corridor.
The $4 million Coffee. Appropriation for Arctic Refuge projects is one of the largest single items in a total of $50 million in planned construction spending. Secretary Ryan Zinke said in a statement, and I quote, "The president is a builder. He loves to build, and he loves our public lands, so it's a natural fit for him that the Trump administration is dedicating so much attention to rebuilding our aging Fish and Wildlife Service infrastructure."
Well, you know, what's next, Wen?
Well, the Washington Post reported A partnership of three companies is seeking to do seismic survey in the refuge starting this winter. The plan from SA Exploration and two Alaska Native corporations was penned by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Again, Interior spokeswoman Heather Swift, in another email, said there has been no decision on that application. It was a draft application. The department does not make decisions based on early drafts. But I don't know about you, but this makes me a little nervous. Why on earth would anyone want to destroy pristine, untouched land? You know, the answer is money. On March 24th, 1989, nearly 29 years ago, 11 million gallons of crude oil were spilled in Prince William Sound. Mm-hmm. This spill killed millions, not hundreds, millions of animals and impacted many, many miles of Alaskan coastline. Mm-hmm. You know, we all need to get out there and vote and get this administration turned around before we don't have any land, clean water, animals, or air to breathe.
You know, what can we do, Wen? Is that pretty much it?
We need to get out there and vote. Everybody needs to vote at this election. There isn't any ifs, ands, or buts about it, and people just need to do that. We need to encourage people to do that. And if you're happy with the way things are going, then leave it alone. But if you're not, you have your voting power to change it.
Right, and I think the battle cry has got to be, what can we do? Mm-hmm. You know, what can we do? And, you know, I appreciate every week you come in here and bring this update on not always positive news, but news that needs to be put out there.
Yeah, I honestly wanted to talk about the raccoon that climbed up the building in St. Paul, but Robert kind of convinced me that I needed to bring some more substantial news. But
remember,
I really love that raccoon story.
Remember, it's always the husband's fault. Just remember that, no matter what happens. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We'll be right back after a short break with Andy Pearson, Midwest Tar Sands coordinator with MN350, and also our in studio guest Mike Hutch running for sheriff.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Native-owned Meg Mechanical is your local heating, ventilation, and air conditioning professional. Meg has the experience needed to diagnose and repair your heating and air conditioning systems. Whether repair or complete mechanical design, we do it all. No job is too big or too small. Meg Mechanical has completed projects as large as U.S. Bank Stadium and will provide the same great service in your home. Visit magmechanical.com or call 612-655-5339. Please remember Mag Mechanical when you have HVAC needs. Mention this ad to receive 1 hour of free service.
Cool, cool. Junk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Bean Factory. Roast beans on site a day at a time. Also, MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Yeah, I thought we were going to talk about Howling for Wolves. I was ready to howl.
We could do that.
Do it quick.
Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Thank you for all the support. That was a woman howling. A woman wolf. All right. Hey, that was awesome. So, hey, I want to introduce Andy. Andy's on the phone right now, and he's going to give us a quick update. Andy Pearson of MN350. Andy, are you out there?
I hope so.
Hey, I hear you loud and clear. Let's talk about the quickly give an update in the next four PUC meetings and how important it is for everyone that can get out there.
Sure. So this is, of course, about the Line 3 pipeline that a lot of groups in Minnesota have been fighting for about 4 years now. And, you know, it's the craziest thing to think of this fight kind of coming to a final decision point or coming to a head for now, but that's exactly what's happening. The Public Utilities Commission is set to decide over the next 2 weeks whether they're going to issue the permits to build this pipeline or whether they're going to deny those permits. Mm-hmm. So this is a really important time. So on the 18th, 19th, 26th, and 27th of June, so that's this coming Monday, Tuesday, and then the following Tuesday, Wednesday, the commissioners, these five commissioners in St. Paul, are going to be meeting to first hear from the different parties in support of and opposed to the pipeline and then make their decision. And these are public meetings, so while the public can't speak at them, they are open for anybody to attend. Mm-hmm. So these are in St. Paul at the Public Utilities Commission building. Now, I just want to note real quick that this doesn't mean, you know, this isn't the last thing one can possibly do in the fight, right? This isn't the end of the fight. There'll be, I'm sure, some kind of legal appeals afterward, regardless of how this goes. But this is really big. Mm-hmm. This will be our last time at the Public Utilities Commission and our last chance to, you know, let them know that it really is the right thing and that Minnesotans support them in saying no to this pipeline project. So would really encourage everybody to be there.
Right. And I think it's important, too, that we do show up because I know the past that I've gone to them, and it appears that Enbridge has all these people supporting them, and really they're just paid employees wearing glow-in-the-dark green shirts.
Yeah, Enbridge has a lot of staff, and what we've seen is them kind of take a shortcut where they're not actually trying to turn out their supporters. They're just turning out their staff, who, of course, they're paying full-time anyway to be mm-hmm. there. We have been told that Enbridge will be bringing buses to this. We expected that. We've seen it before. Mm-hmm. So what that usually means is employees from the Twin Ports, you know, Duluth and Superior, who they'll put on a bus and bring them down and pay them to be there and attend. But remember, a bus holds 50 people. These rooms don't hold that much more than that. So mm-hmm. we expect them to try to pack the rooms to create a show of support for their project.
Right.
So what we need to do is make sure that we get folks in there so that they see that the public tends to overwhelmingly oppose these projects. Now, obviously, we're not putting everybody on a bus and bringing them there at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we are encouraging people for these days, the 18th, 19th, 26th, and 27th in downtown St. Paul, to get there by 7 a.m. And you might hear that and say, oh, my, that's so early. And you're right. It is. It's so early. But go ahead and get there as early as you can because mm-hmm. they're doing a ticket system for being able to get into the room where the commissioners are. And if you don't show up there early enough, you don't get a ticket to get in that room. And now a ticket's free, but there's only a certain number of them. So asking everybody who can to get there really early, even before 7 if you can.
That's important.
As early as you can do.
That's important information because I did not know that.
Yes, sir, go on.
That's important information. I did not know that. So I will have to get up at 6 o'clock to get down there.
The commission is really expecting a huge crowd for this one, and I think they're right to expect it. I think there'll be more interest in this than almost any other meeting that's happened, because at the end of it, we'll have a decision on whether or not they're going to try to move forward and build this pipeline, whether or not they're going to vote that way.
Well, so, I'm so excited to have you on. Now, June 18th, this Monday, is when we need to get as many people downtown for the PUC meeting. And is there a place where we can get some more information, like mn350.org or Facebook?
Absolutely. mn350.org has a registration and info page. Also on our Facebook, MN350 Building a Climate Movement in Minnesota, you'll find an event that's the Line 3 Pipeline Final Decision Meetings at PUC, is what it's called.
Andy,
look that up, because that event has the most current info on it, including the the time and exact address and all those things. One last thing I want to say, too, about the timing. For folks who are maybe thinking, well, gosh, I couldn't be there all day. You know, I have to start work in the afternoon, or even say I have to start work at 9 a.m., you know, or 10, those kind of things. What I would say is if you can get there for the really early morning, still do that. Mm-hmm. Because if you can only stay for a little bit, the tickets are transferable. Ooh. So you can get them to another water protector who maybe couldn't show up until, say, 10 o'clock, you can hand your ticket off and make sure that they're able to be represented in the room too, even though they couldn't show up so early. So really is important, you know, that as many people as possible do get there early, and that we make sure that the commissioners see the amount of community support that there is for saying no to this project.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Pini Gigi, we'll put that up on our Facebook page too. Andy Pearson from MN350, thank you very much for everything MN350 and the water protectors do.
Thank you so much your way as well, Robert, and everybody on Native Roots Radio. It's always a pleasure to be on.
All right. Hey, we have a guest now. And I'm excited to have Dave Hutch back, and Dave Hutchinson's back for to talk to us a little more update. And he's got some exciting news. He has been in. He's running from sheriff. My wife just lipped to me, Hennepin County Sheriff. But he's got exciting news about what's going on with this campaign, and we're here. We're excited here at Native Roots Radio to hear that. Tell us your story, Mr. Hutch.
Thanks for having me back. First of all, I want to thank Barry for his support, and of course, our favorite Uncle Curtis. I want to get that out of the way.
Yeah. Oh, Barry.
But as last time I was here was what, a month and a half ago, 2 months. Since then, I've been endorsed from the DFL.
Yes.
And awesome.
And fortunately, our crew showed up in force.
Yes.
And the work with the delegates, we got 93% of the delegate vote.
Which
I've heard is a record. Not that we're bragging, but
it ain't bragging. Awesome. You know, it ain't bragging if you tell the truth. If you're telling the truth, just remember that.
Well, in that sense, then we've got a few wonderful labor organizations on board: Teamsters and the Brotherhood of Locomotive and Trainmen have endorsed us. A few others, but you know, my story is again. You know, I became interested in this office for one reason. Or multiple reasons, but the main reason is I want to put public safety before politics. And I think it's important. Our current sheriff, besides being an Indian fighter, is also a politician who doesn't care about public safety. And the sheriff is a public safety official, not a politician.
Yeah, and we're gonna get more into this, but we want to squeeze as much time in for Dave as possible. And we're going to be right back with Dave Hutch, running for Hennepin County Sheriff against Native Fighter Extraordinaire. So we're going to be right back after these short messages.
Jay Selby's, an airy plant-based cafe serving up American classics, nestled in the heart of St. Paul in the historic Cathedral Hill neighborhood at 169 Victoria Street. Jay Selby's serves great plant-based food and only plant-based foods where customer service is a priority, great food a tradition, and a comfortable, cool space for like-minded people to gather and enjoy a sustainable, environmentally friendly, and compassionate meal. As the Star Tribune writes, Jay Selby's is an innovative vegan restaurant that does a spot-on Big Mac. It's a good day for good food.
While I'm pregnant, I can keep our baby safe by not drinking, smoking, or using drugs. But how are we going to keep her safe after she's born?
When I grow up, I look forward to dancing in powwows, going to college, and being successful. But I don't want to be one of three American Indian women to be raped or sexually assaulted in her lifetime.
As relatives and friends of Native women, it is our responsibility to stand up and speak out for every woman's right to be safe in her home and the community.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Daddy, Daddy, what is Solar Bear doing?
Solar Bear is putting solar panels on top of that home.
Well, why is he doing that, Daddy?
He's trying to save his home. Because of global warming, his home is melting.
Daddy, can we help Solar Bear?
Yes, we can. And so can you. Call for your free estimate, 612-669-1165. And for more information, visit SolarBearMN.com. Solar Bear is Native owned.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin. Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today we'll have showers on and off throughout the day with a high near 93. Tonight we'll see a low around 75 with some storms that could be severe. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high near 91, and Monday will be cloudy with a high near 78. Break away from the ordinary and find a list of one-of-a-kind local restaurants at eatlocalminnesota.com. From elegant to casual, exotic to comfort food, and more, these local restaurants offer some of the best cuisine in the Twin Cities. Find the full list at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Jay Selby's, voted best vegan restaurant in this City Pages. Oh my goodness, sorry about that. And Mag Mechanical, providing professional, on-time, on-budget HVAC services.
Hey, you know, we don't have much time here, but I want to welcome back Dave Hutch, who's running for Hennepin County Sheriff. I'm really excited to have you in here, and we got 12 minutes to rock and roll, so let's get your message out here, and it's exciting that you're endorsed, and all these people are endorsing you. If you have more people that you want to mention that are even bring up the DFL endorsement again, because we have people coming in and out of their cars listening to our rockin' show.
Well, as we know, the DFL endorsement process for governor is kind of a mess this year, so we'll leave that out of it. But, you know, for the county race, it was, you know, they're a little heated, but we did a very good job with our campaign. Commissioner Green, future Commissioner Irene, she's a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, the county DFL is strongest as it's been since, you know, probably the last 10 years. So, we're hopeful. But a few people have really helped me. He did run for Congress last time. He didn't get the nomination, but Adam Jennings, who Dean Phillips has got the nod, so Dean Phillips has helped us a lot in Congress, Congressional District 3. But, you know, back to really what we're worried about is the Sheriff's Department, and not just because we need a new sheriff, but I talk about Standing Rock. You and I have talked about that off air a lot. You know, if elected for sheriff, I would never send our staff out of Hennepin County to, you know, do anything besides life-saving efforts, you know, Hurricane Katrina and stuff. We're going to send help, of course. But like you said last time, Stanek sent deputies out there, and you were up there, and Hennepin County residents were on the bad end of some of that stuff. And, you know, these are, you don't pay taxes in Hennepin County to expect to have issues in the middle of nowhere in the Dakotas. But I think people just got to realize that this sheriff's race is just as important as the governor race.
Right.
I think you talk about, you know, race relations, ICE. You know, we, you know, if elected, I'm going to rework how we deal with ICE. We have to keep our undocumented friends who are contributing to our society here. You know, if people make mistakes, and if they make, you know, several mistakes, it's less than, you know, perfect. But we're not going to send people back to their country for a small misdemeanor that you or I would get a ticket and be sent on our way. It's just unfair. It's un-American, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, as sheriff, I'm going to do a lot more with the community outreach. The current sheriff doesn't do much, if any. You know, if there is outreach, it's him and his boat that doesn't float in parades. And, you know, people need to know what this $100 million budget goes to. That's a lot of money.
Right.
But, you know, I think anything from hiring people, and this is a big campaign kind of punch of mine, is we need to do a better job of hiring people. And my philosophy on that is what's called an emotional-based hiring process, which, you know, long story short, but the current process for a lot of places, you take a written test, you pass the written test, which can compress to, you know, IQ test to personality test, and then you go to an interview, and then you go to background. And as long as you don't have any major issues on your background, you get hired. This place, the system I want in place is 6-7 interviews, different groups of the community, you know, Black, Native, Latino people. But you do scenario-based training, so you test these applicants, these men and women, and not only how they communicate with people, but how they handle stress. Because, as you know from these shootings locally and nationally, is, you know, the officer went from 0 to 1 million without any middle. And I think we just need to do a better job of training stress reduction and getting people who can handle stress on the job.
So you're on the north side, and that's a stressful area. And I think you bring a lot of knowledge how to diffuse things. And I think me as an educator, I love principals, police officers that work in our school that I watch, and they de-escalate things in a matter of seconds. And that's a gift. And I agree 100% with you about the training portion. I think the 0 to 1 million was, we've seen on Facebook Live, we see on Facebook and all the news where that happens, where somebody's on their own lawn or their grandma's lawn, you know, and they end up getting shot.
Yeah, a lot of that's from hiring people, you know, just because you're, you know, a good test taker, educated, doesn't mean you're going to be a good police officer. Just like I couldn't walk in and become a doctor. I'm not smart enough to be a doctor, unfortunately. But I just think we need to realize that we have to hire people that are best for the job. You know, we can increase diversity, obviously, but we still need to make sure that these people are going to handle the stresses of the job, because it's a stressful job, and no matter where you work, small town to big city, you have to be able to hold yourself and your composure, and not only for your own safety, but for the safety of the community.
This election is huge, too, on all fronts for the progressive movement and also the Democratic Party. What are the big differences between you? Well, first thing I want to say is, can you explain, last time what you did, you explained about how many people voted in Hennepin County and how many?
Yeah, sure. The record is about 750,000 people voted on the ballot for Hennepin County, so governor, senator, et cetera, and only 316 voted for sheriff. So you know, they call it down ballot. So nobody's going down ballot, or 400,000 people didn't go down ballot because they're worried about the governor, senators, because they think those affect them more than local offices, which, you know, not just because I'm running for sheriff, but I think people don't realize how important county government it is. Sometimes it's even more important than city government because it's the umbrella. You pay a lot of money into it. But people, in order for us to win, I need to raise money beyond the coordinated campaign. And people can visit my website, DaveHutchForSheriff.com, or they can send me a check, too, if they want, P.O. Box 20517, which is in Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55420. But the most important thing is I'm looking for people to host small parties, house parties, you know, even 10, 15 people, and not just to raise money, but to introduce me to your friends and family. And again, you know, I hate making this about money, but in order for us to beat Stanek, we need to get enough money to be on this coordinated campaign with these other county DFL people that I mentioned earlier. And with that, we can win this election based off mathematics and, you know, this, like you said last time, this is Bernie Sanders' country. You know, this is the only county in the state that went Hillary 2-1. And, you know, it's a very, very blue state, and we need to bring that blue wave that's coming to the sheriff's office. And it's not just for public safety, but just for everyday life. I mean, we need to make this county safer. Crime's up, violent crime's up, you know, homicides up in the last 2 years, and that's bucking a national trend of actually lower crime.
So, right. So when the current person is more important about image and going to D.C. a couple times a week and not taking care of business, that's an issue.
Yeah, you know, that person's too, I think, too big for their britches, I guess that's the thing, is that person's too worried about their personal political career. And I said it before, if you guys elect me, the people elect me, you don't like what I did in 4 years, and I'm going to hit the road and go back to my old job or find something else new, but I don't want to be a career politician. And I'm not saying I don't want to run for sheriff again after this, but I'm running for sheriff to make public safety better. I'm not making this jump to political, my, you know, farther my political career, because I don't really want one. I just want to make public safety better, and I think I can with my staff and people who I'll bring over. I'm going to bring over people who are much smarter and much more versed in different stuff than I am.
So when you get elected, first day, what you going to do different? What are you going to do?
First day different, we're going to have a community come together. We're going to figure out what we're going to do with the ICE situation. We have to balance humanity with public safety. As a sheriff, I got to make sure we're not letting any criminals out and about, but that shouldn't matter their documentation status. It should matter of what the crime they committed. No matter what you look like, white, black, native, Latino, you walk into jail for a crime, you're going to be treated with respect, but you're going to do your time, you know. It's this public safety is very, very important to me. Law enforcement's a family tradition of mine. And I people just got to realize that we can be fair and transparent and still hold people accountable. And that's the big thing where, you know, people lack sometimes.
Right. So the second day.
Second day, we're going to get back in. We're going to restructure how the jail's set up. I think people don't realize Hennepin County is the only county in the state that has licensed police officers still working in the jail. Most jails have correctional officers, and they do the same. They have the same training. They're capable of the job, but they make a little less money because they're not licensed police officers. And the turnover currently in Hennepin County is so bad because, you know, young men and women who want to become police officers get hired there because it's the only job they could get at the time. You know, as soon as this Minneapolis, St. Paul, or these suburbs open up, they're gone because they went to school to be in law enforcement, not to be a correctional officer.
Right.
Nothing's wrong with correctional officers, but people want to do those jobs. And a good friend of mine who's helped me out a lot was a correctional officer in Hennepin County for about 30 years. He, every day he loved his job, not his boss, towards the end. That's why he's helping me out a lot, I think. But people need to know that people with correctional backgrounds are more counselors and more therapist-type education, And that's what their calling is. And people's calling in police work is to get out to the community, you know, do the stuff you see on TV, but also get out in there and engage in the community. And I think that's what Ramsey County does better. That's what Dakota County does better, because they employ this model of correctional people stay in the jail and the licensed police officers go out in the community and do the work they chose.
All right, you have 45 seconds, really have a minute and 15, but I just want to say 45 seconds, to give us the big pitch. We want to hear the website, and we want to hear why it's important, the Hennepin County office is important.
Well, Hennepin County is the largest county or the most populated county in the state. It's a huge budget, and stuff's not working now. They're under an old-school 90s approach. I want to bring the 21st century of law enforcement into the county, which is being transparent, fair, and treating people like people. The current sheriff is just outdated, and he's not doing that. Again, I said crime is up in Hennepin County, and it's not in other parts of the state. So we got to put two and two together there. Leadership needs to change, and it needs to change this election. And I think with, you know, kind of my progressive views on policing, that we're going to make people safer. We're going to help people that need help. But first and foremost, you know, we got to get elected and we got to get this money for the coordinated campaign. So,
website, Facebook.
Yeah, Dave Hutch for sheriff.com. Facebook, Dave Hutch for Hennepin County Sheriff. Twitter is the same name. But again, just, you know, looking for people to host parties in Hennepin County and just have, you know, have a little picnic or something. Invite your friends and invite us over.
Right, exactly. So everyone, hope you could tell how chill Dave really is. Dave for Hennepin County Sheriff. We'll be right back after this short message with, you know, we don't know where Curtis is. I think he's in Canada now.
I miss him.
Yeah, we all miss him. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Jay Selby's, an airy plant-based cafe serving up American classics, nestled in the heart of St. Paul in the historic Cathedral Hill neighborhood at 169 Victoria Street. Jay Selby's serves great plant-based food and only plant-based foods where customer service is a priority, great food a tradition, and a comfortable, cool space for like-minded people to gather and enjoy a sustainable, environmentally friendly, and compassionate meal. As the Star Tribune writes, Jay Selby's is an innovative vegan restaurant that does a spot-on Big Mac. It's a good day for good food.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Genocide, lost language, rape, isolation, forced assimilation, colonization, assault, disease and torture, school, lost sexual family, abuse, relocation, lost customs, allotments, hate, reservation. Fear.
History has taken its toll on our families. Our fathers and grandfathers, our mothers, our grandmothers, they didn't deserve to be raped and abused. I don't deserve to be raped and abused. Today I walk with pride. I'm reclaiming my body, my heritage, and traditional customs that value all living things. I'm learning healthy boundaries, and I stand with Minnesota Indian women to end sexual violence. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exciting.
exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakanjahare.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Neighborhood Cafe, good food, good friends, and Solar Bear, solar power from Minnesota.
I always want to do Yogi Bear when I hear Solar Bear. Hey, boo-boo, go pick up some picnic baskets. Uh-huh. Hey, so we have, what does our elder think happening right now? And we have Curtis, and we have him on a special assignment, and Hawaii. No, wait. Alaska. Where are you?
I'm over there in the second part of God's country, Tushka. And I want to thank you and my two junk for sending me on this assignment because it's really nice. Hey, my name is Muske Hanazinga. I walk on a white cloud, and my colonized name is Curtis West. And I usually say hello to my baby girl, but she's looking right at me right now, so I already told her hello. So I want to say hello to my Chishke Robert and my Chujunk Wendy, man. I miss you, Ooh. And I love you. It feels weird sitting in this lawn chair.
It feels weird at not having you here in the studio, Dega.
Hello, Wendy. Yeah, so I want to say hello to my family, relatives, and four directions, and I always pray that everything is well with you, you know. And I really like it that my Chishke Robert, cuts me loose for a few minutes, so I really appreciate him on that one. So just because some shout-outs, some birthdays, some events, and some messages and things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to waste a few minutes with them, man. So anyway, the birthdays out there, there's this one down there in God's country, the real God's country, Wisconsin. And I'm going to say happy birthday to Valerie G over there, you know. And a friend of ours, she told me that, Robert, that you would say happy birthday to her. Her name is Jane Dowell.
Oh,
and that's what I want to say. Happy birthday
happy
to her.
Birthday.
And another a good friend of ours from Red Lake, her name is Danielle White. So happy birthday to you. And another one down here in God's country. Again, I'm kind of partial, but Michelle Winishek, happy birthday. And mm-hmm. there's one guy that we know from MN350. His birthday is coming up in a few days. His name is Andy Pearson. So. Hey, we're going to say happy birthday to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, there's a few people older than me. There's elders a couple hours or a couple days older than me, so we're going to shout out to them. So happy birthday to Faye White, Dane DeCora, and we're going to say happy birthday to Harold Lewis, and Patty Mallory, and Brian Snowball. And then we got shout-outs in there. They're real heartfelt shout-outs, you know. And, yeah, before I go on any further, I want to ask Chushke to, I want to say thank you for that. Let me go ahead. You know, I went out and put that Don E down out there this morning. And I really like that for you, that I got to pray with you guys, you know. And that's what we usually do, you know.
Right.
I want to thank you for that. And we want to shout out to James Cross and the NAH organization, NATO Against Heroin. You know,
yep.
They say some strong out there on them ugly streets, you know. And
there are boots on the ground.
They call them boots. And I was teasing my brother James. I said, mocks on the ground. And he was all right with that.
So,
and then we want to shout out to the Woman of Nations, the Eagle Nest Shelter over there, you know. And the other thing, you know, we like to shout out to all our friends and family and relatives in Native countries, you know, keeping it safe and strong out there, and we like it for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the one we would like to do, too, prayers are really strong to Wangsheks and everyone, you know. Mm-hmm. But I want to ask, you know, they say get the prayer warriors out there and my nanny, Betty Greencrow, you know, she's still in the hospital.
Mm.
And we'd like to prayers out for her and Hokie Claremont. He's down there dealing with some issues, too, you know. And there's this thing, too, that's coming up, and it's real important. I got the thing, like I said, we, Native Roots Radio, we come correct or we don't come at all, and true news and stuff like that. But there's a message. I got the okay to do this, and it's for District 5 members, you know, up here. It's on the redistricting, you know, there's scenarios, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they say contact your legislators. I won't say names. You know who our legislators are. But the one that's in our best interest here at the Ho-Chunk Nation on these scenarios are 8, 9, and 10. Mm-hmm. You know, so look into it and take it seriously, you know,
yes.
and take it seriously and really consider this. And another thing I wanted to say, I wanted to say, you know, they say in Ho-Chunk, Jaji is our father.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say happy Father's Day. I'm going to say happy Jaji Day for every one of us coming up tomorrow. And I hope everything is going to be good with you guys. I know Chusuke's daughters are going to spoil him, and I know my kids are going to spoil me.
Right.
And we want to give a shout-out to a good friend of ours, and Robert talked to him a while back, but I want to say hi to Corey White.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to say hi to him. And so we got these events. Got these events coming up. And the one that I wanted to bring up, and you probably all heard about it already, was that Women of Nations 5K walk run out there at Phelan. It was canceled today because I guess where you're at, I guess there's a storm and rain and stuff like that.
And thunder. Index,
so,
thunder.
They're going to reschedule, and they say stay tuned on that. Okay?
That's a good one.
And then... you know, on our language classes, too, you know, the beginner's language classes, the young ones and stuff like that, they're going to a camp this week, so they're going to reschedule for that beginner's class, and they said to stay tuned. And, of course, the advanced language class is going to be Thursday from 6 to 8 at the area office. And, you know, Chusuke always knows that I say, if you could bring a dish to share, that's cool. If not... bring your feedback, because there's plenty of food over there.
So, extra prayers. You know, one thing about Betty is that she's a language speaker, one of the few remaining fluent language speakers of Ho-Chunk.
Yep, and that's honest God truth there, Chusuke. And what we consider, you know, anybody over 70 or an elite elder, and you know, our nation is running out of real good speakers, you know, to for the language, and a lot of prayers out for her, you know. And anyway, on Thursday the 28th, you know, they got this thing going up there by Andayang and Ojibwe, I guess they call it our home.
Yeah,
they're gonna have this thing up here at O'Gara that's called Badges and Blues for Youth. It's at O'Gara Grill at 164 Snelling Avenue in St. Paul from 5:30 to 9. And it's $20 to get in, and it's a special event. You know, they're trying to get something going, and it's going to happen. It's a permanent housing complex for homeless youth in Minnesota, and that's going to be coming up on that. You know, and then the other thing that I wanted to talk about too is coming up Monday on the 18th is that Portage to the Public Utilities Commission. You know,
yep.
It's going from 7 to 10 a.m. and it's going to start over at Harriet Island in St. Paul. You know, they're reported to the Public Utility Commission building over there at 121 7th Street East. It's to raise awareness about Line 3, you know, and come on, show some support, you know, and the other thing that's coming up on...